Good morning, church, and welcome to this Palm Sunday service. Welcome to my home. It's quiet and peaceful, but I'm missing you all so much. I'm missing the hugs, I'm missing the handshakes, and there's only so much a wife and a Staffordshire Bull Terrier can do for a man like me. So welcome, and we will open this morning with prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, by your Holy Spirit, link us together with Spirit and truth so that we feel each other's presence, we feel your presence. And Father, we pray that your words this morning will fill us with hope and inspiration on this Palm Sunday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Folks, the scripture reading this morning is taken from Matthew 21, verse 1 to 11. And it's the story about the triumphant entry into Jerusalem on this Palm Sunday. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her, and tie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them, and they brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" And the crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." May the Holy Spirit add to our understanding as we think on these things. On this Palm Sunday, the one word that is remembered throughout generations is Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. And the meaning of Hosanna is, "God save us now." If ever there was an appropriate word for today, it must be Hosanna, "God save us now." Hosanna for the coronavirus. Hosanna from economic effects. Hosanna for the stress and worry that this pandemic is bringing to all across the world. But will God save us now? And as I thought on these words and things, this thought came to my mind. He's done it before and he'll do it again. Remember the scripture from Exodus 14. The Israelites were pursued by the Egyptian army, who intended to slaughter them. They were trapped between Pharaoh's army and the Red Sea. And they cried out to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die?" But Moses answered them, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today." Then the Lord God said to Moses, "Raise your staff and stretch out your hand above the sea." And when he did, the Red Sea parted, and the Israelites walked over the Red Sea on dry land. Then, as a perfect example of God has done it before and he'll do it again. Recall the scripture from Joshua. When the Israelites came to the last barrier before the promised land, and it was the River Jordan in full flood. From chapter 3, verse 15, we read, "Now the Jordan is at full flood throughout the harvest time. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the waters from upstream stopped flowing so that the people could cross on dry land." So when God's people were obedient to God's instructions and took their step of faith into that flooding river, they received their Hosanna blessing. God had done it before and he did it again. And then let us remember the two most dramatic examples of God saving his people. In Exodus 12:21, we read, "Then Moses summoned all the elders of Israel and said to them, 'Go at once and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood of the lamb, and smear the blood of the lamb above the door of your houses. Stay in your houses until the morning. When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood and he will pass over that doorway. Then you will tell your children, 'We were saved by the blood of the Lamb.'" From there, we go to the New Testament, to John chapter 1, verse 29. John the Baptist was baptizing people in the River Jordan. And the word tells us, "The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him, and he said, 'Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.'" This was the recognition that Jesus was going to be the sacrificial lamb who was going to save all who called upon his name when the angel of eternal death passes over us. And so once again we see how God had done it before and he did it again. But dearly loved of God, what about us today? What has God showed us, as he's done before, that he's going to do again in this day and age? Well, let's look at 1994 in South Africa, when all the South Africans went to vote in the first general election, a democratic election. Many people were frightened. They were frightened at being shortages of food and lack of electricity. There was panic buying and self-imposed lockdowns. But for as many people who were living in fear, there were Christian people living in faith. And they came together in their thousands to pray for peace in our land. And oh, in that time, how we were blessed. I shall never forget that day and the power of love to overcome hatred. I was in Claremont Township as an election observer for the Democratic Party. There were two United Nations observers there with me. One was an African-American lady and the other was a white man from Holland. All the other officials and all the other observers were local African people. And so I was the only white South African in that place on that day. And it was an awesome day to see the people coming to vote. But the thing that touched me the most was that halfway through the day, I realized I hadn't voted. So I took off my official bib and recognition, and I joined in the crowd to vote. And as I went into the station, all of the people started clapping and cheering. And I feel choked even to today. I was overwhelmed with the love of those people. They knew who I was voting for. They were cheering and encouraging me. That was how God showed me how his people who love him come together in Ubuntu and show love, and how they dispel fear and fill us with faith. God has done it before, and he is going to do it again. The word of God says, seek and you will find. How about this in God, a God incidence? If we're going to seek and find and look for the spiritual connection that God shows us that he's with us at this moment in time. The Lord commanded the lockdown during the Passover of the angel of death in Egypt. When the angel of death passed over the Israelites, because they were protected by the blood of the Lamb. Since that day, Passover has been observed by the Jewish people all over the world, and it's been celebrated. And this year, the very day of the Passover is celebrated on the 16th of April, the very day that our lockdown ends. God has done it before, and he's going to do it again. And so, dear friends, the moment of truth has arrived. For in all of the examples of salvation in Scripture, God first gave instructions as to what his people must do to be saved. Moses had to have faith to stretch out his hand with his staff, command the Red Sea to part. The priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant had to have faith to walk into a flooding River Jordan with that heavy Ark. Jesus had to become the sacrificial lamb to give us eternal life. He had to be obedient to his Father, knowing what he was to go through. Knowing the pain he was to suffer, he had to be obedient. And we too, this day, have to be obedient to all that God's word tells us. And so, what is God's word for us today in the face of this coronavirus pandemic? What must we be obedient to? And I believe it's this. The scripture from 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and heal their land. Our God is great. His promises are true, and he keeps his word. If we are obedient to God's call today, he will hear, forgive, and heal our land. Dearly loved of God, God has done it before, and he will do it again. Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, Lord my God, come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill us with your presence. Lord, Holy Spirit, guide us to the wicked ways that we've had in thought, word, and deed. For the sins we've done and the things that we've left undone that we should have done. Lord, hear our prayer. prayer of repentance, Lord, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory that you have given. So now, because of your love and grace, we call upon the name of Jesus Christ for our salvation. And in his name, Lord, we ask for the healing protection of all Christians who call upon your name. And by their presence in the community, Lord, we ask for a cleansing of this pandemic and a healing of our people, a protection of our people. In Jesus' name we pray, with great thanksgiving. Amen, amen, amen. May the peace now of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all on this Palm Sunday.